we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5 and verse 18. We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. It says here in Ephesians 5 and verse 18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. I want you to look at that verse carefully. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. There are two statements there, one negative and one positive. Do not get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, watch that and answer this question. Is it a sin to get drunk with wine? I believe it is. It may not be a sin to take a sip of it, but to get drunk is definitely a sin. Okay, now my question is it a sin not to be filled with the Holy Spirit? There's some doubts. It's in the same verse. The same God who commanded, do not get drunk with wine, said, be filled with the Holy Spirit. What would you think of a man who walks into this Sunday morning service drunk with wine? Would you think he's coming here in a proper way? No. What would you think of a person coming here not filled with the Holy Spirit? You don't think that's so serious, right? We pick and choose in God's commandments. Truths that every Christian should know. You must be filled with the Spirit just like you must not be drunk with wine. Put it in the same category. That if I think drinking, getting drunk with wine and coming to the church service is okay, then it's okay to come without being filled with the Holy Spirit. Is it okay any time to be drunk? Think of how you misbehave when you're drunk. Don't get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is very, very important. Now, I want to explain this something about the Holy Spirit here because there's a lot of confusion concerning that in the world today. I've heard a lot of people say to me, and I want to be ready to give an answer. That's what I want to equip you to as well. There's so many counterfeits about the gifts of the Holy Spirit and about the operation of the Holy Spirit. I agree. But what do people counterfeit? Do they counterfeit brown paper? Do you see counterfeit toilet paper? No. What do people counterfeit? Gold, diamonds. Only valuable things are counterfeited. So if the operations of the Holy Spirit are counterfeit, boy, the original must be really valuable. So I'm not turned off just because there are counterfeits. The counterfeit proves to me that the original must be really valuable and I must get it. But it teaches me I must be very careful. If someone's going to buy gold in the market, he's got to be very careful that he's not fooled. Or is someone going to... I've never seen it, but I've heard that there are glass pieces that look exactly like diamonds. You can be fooled. You can be fooled about being filled with the Holy Spirit too. And so the only solution is to come to the Word of God. I've been greatly helped by seeing that Jesus is an example for me as the perfect Spirit-filled person. So when I want to know, when I want a guideline, a benchmark, what does it mean to be filled with the Spirit, I look at Jesus. And that's why let me give you my honest testimony. When I see somebody rolling on the ground and kicking their legs and saying it's the Holy Spirit, I'll tell you honestly, I cannot imagine Jesus rolling on the ground and kicking his legs. So I say that's not the Holy Spirit. And I'm not afraid to say that because I say, can you picture in your mind Jesus rolling on the floor and kicking his legs up in there and saying he's filled with the Holy Spirit? No, Jesus is my example. Not these other people. I'm not here to criticize them. I'm not here to judge them. But I say I'm not here to follow them either. And then there are others who say, well, you must speak in tongues, which is unknown languages. Now, that is a gift of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. He said that in 1 Corinthians 14. But before saying that, he said that in 1 Corinthians 12, not all speak in tongues. I don't have time to show you all those verses. You read 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. You read there, are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Do all speak in tongues? No. So what Paul said was, I thank God I speak in tongues more than all of you, but for some reason, God does not want everybody to have it. It's very important to understand this. And if you're doubtful about it, just go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and chapter 14. It's all written there. My own personal experience is, I thank God I speak in tongues. I've spoken in tongues for 42 years. But I also believe it's not necessary for everyone to speak in tongues. I speak exactly like Paul said in the church. He said in 1 Corinthians 14, I would rather speak 5 words in a known language, for us English, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. So simple mathematics shows me that speaking in English is 2,000 times better than speaking in tongues in a church. That's the Word of God. So don't feel inferior if you cannot speak in tongues. If you can speak in English and witness for the Lord, you're okay. So the other thing I want to show you is, it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, I believe this is the mark of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Romans 5:5, it says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So God is love. And our hearts do not have the love that God has. And we can never produce it. You won't be able to produce it in 100 years. So God says, I'll give it to you. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, one proof of it is you'll be able to love everybody. You won't agree with everyone. You won't be able to work with everyone. But you will be able to love everyone, even those who hate you. That's the mark of being filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you're not able to love everyone, ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And don't believe that you're filled with the Holy Spirit until you can love. That's my guideline anyway. Truths that every Christian should know. And the other thing I want to show you is in Romans 8 and verse 15, the Holy Spirit cries out from within us to God saying, Abba, Father. The Holy Spirit shows you that God is your Father. You have a Father in heaven. No one in the Old Testament could experience this. But we can. God is my Father. He's my Dad. The word Abba really means dad in English. So every one of us, if you're really born again, you should be able to look up to heaven and say, Dad, you're my dad. Think of folks who've never had a good father on earth. Isn't it a wonderful thing to have a loving father in heaven? This is the mark of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And one more thing I want to say, the Holy Spirit does in Romans 8 and verse 13. The last part, it says, we must put to death the deeds of our body, the last part of that verse, by the Holy Spirit. The deeds of our body are all the sins that come out of our body, anger, lusting with our eyes, and many, many other things we do with our body. And it's only, it says here, by the Spirit. Think of that last part of that verse. By the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body. You cannot overcome these things without the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ask God, if you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. Luke 11, verse 13. If you know being evil, Luke 11, 13, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? More than any earthly father wants to give bread to his children.